The Justice Department today charged 11 people with involvement in a terror ring based in Virginia. The government says the men were training to launch terrorist attacks overseas as part of a campaign to drive India out of the disputed state of Kashmir. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The government says 8 of the 11 are already in U.S. custody. The other 3 are in Saudi Arabia. U.S. Attorney Paul McNulty says they face a 42-count indictment that includes
providing for and preparing to take part in military activities against a nation friendly to the United States.
That would be the Indian government. The 11 men were allegedly part of a militant group called Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is devoted to fighting the Indian presence in Kashmir. India and Pakistan have had a long-running border dispute over the area. India says Lashkar-e-Taiba has launched attacks against troops and villagers in the region, and the State Department has designated the group as a terrorist organization. McNulty says they're also charged with
purchasing, transporting, receiving firearms and ammunition to be used to commit a felony offense.
The men allegedly purchased assault weapons in the U.S. and traveled to training camps in Pakistan, where some are charged with firing at Indian troops. McNulty says the group was based in the northern Virginia suburbs outside Washington, D.C. There, he says, they received more weapons training and recruited new members. McNulty also says they went to a local mosque
to hear lectures on the righteousness of violent jihad and to view videotapes of Mujahideen engaged in violent jihad.
McNulty did not produce any evidence the men actually carried out any terror attacks or that they were planning any in the United States. But he said the arrests were proof the government is committed to stopping terror before it happens. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.